Yerushalmi Brachos, Daf Pei Vav, beginning at the bottom of Pei Yom and Beis, the new Perek. So the Mishnah, this whole Perek talks about the meaning of Brachos, the various types of Brachos that we make and when we make them. So the Mishnah says, Haroya Mokam Shenasu Bo Nisim Yisrael. A person sees a place where Nisim are made on behalf of Klai Yisrael. So Aimer, you say the bracha Baruch Shasa Nisim Labaseni B'Mokam Hazeh. They say a bracha that the Nisim happened to our forefathers in such a place. What place are we talking about, the Nisim? What Nisim are we talking about? So the Pei Moshe says, Kikum Avris Yamsuf, you come to a place where Klai Yisrael across the Yamsuf, or Nakli Arnon, or Me'abaraz HaYarden, crossing the Jordan River, the Evan Shiyash Allah Mashur Rabbeinu Lav HaShalom, Kesem Mekamas HaMolek, place with the rock with Moshe Rabbeinu sat on, Mekamas HaMolek. Therefore, all these things, all these different places, are considered brachos, place of nisim, where it happened to our forefathers, and therefore, you make a bracha, shasin nisim, that happened to our forefathers in this place. What's interesting is that this is talking about where a nis happened to our forefathers, that happened to the forefathers of Klai Yisrael. And what about if it happened to individuals? Plus also the Mishnah's Lashon of Baruch Shasin Yisim HaBaseinu B'Mazeh, is this just an abridged version of the full bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, like Shasin Yisim HaBaseinu, like all brachas? So this is something in these cases you don't really have to make these type of full brachas, the Baruch Atah Hashem. So the Pnei Moshe and the Tareg broke them down from Rabbi Batanua, they were talking about, of course you have to make a bracha, that all these brachas require Askor Shema Malkus, because any bracha doesn't have Shema Malkus is not considered a bracha. So that is the way the Mefarshim learn, and that's the quotes from Tosas in the Rush, and most of the Rishonim in the brachos, this is the halacha. However, there is a sheet of a Ravid, disagrees, and the Ravid paskins that the not only brachos of Birkas and Hanan, brachos that we have a chiyuv to make, brachos and mitzvahs, we have to make bracha to Hashem. But a birkas reshus, like these things, which are not a chiyuv, the halacha is you do not have to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. And we use just this version that the Mishnah says, Baruch She'asin Tzimulim Yisrael Yomim Bezmana, Be'makom Hazeh. So that the Babli seems to pass in that way, the Yerushalmi seems to accept the fact that we just assume that we don't do the full Lashon of the Bracha, but the Perushei HaMishnah all and the Rishonim and Brachos on the Mishnah all seem to learn, except for the Ravid and maybe one or two others, that in Hanami you have to use the Bracha, the full Lashon of the Bracha in this Bracha as well. Now when we talk about the Bracha here, we're talking about the Bracha that happened to our father Zainan. What about a Bracha of Yachid? In other words, if something happens to a person himself, of course you have to make your own bracha. But a bracha, as the Gemara can explain in a moment, but a bracha that happened, a nes happened to someone else, to another individual in Klai Yisrael, the luck is that other people don't have to make a bracha and say that just in nes lamok, the mokum said that happened, the nes happened to another person in this place. That you don't have to do. You don't have to make another bracha. You don't have to say a bracha. If a nes happened to an individual, you're not required to make a bracha. Only a bracha that happened to a forefathers that happened to a tzibur. We'll discuss later what that means, to what extent, how far does it go. So the Gemara says that any time they had a nes happened to a person, you have to make a bracha. As the Gemara says, and the Gemara just officially ended the Mishnah, a place where Avodah Zarah was removed. So look, as you make a bracha, Avodah Zarah. The Gemara explains, we'll explain later, and the Rashi Mislo brings down, talking about all of Eretz Yisrael. But if only a certain place in Eretz Yisrael, Avodah Zarah was removed, we don't make a bracha in that place. It's only a bracha that we make completely, that if it's removed from Eretz Yisrael completely, then we make this bracha as the Zchal. Says the Gemara, Masisa Menisa Yisrael. This, we're talking about this Brisa, explains that talking about Masisa, the Mishnah speaking about Menisa Yisrael. Mishnah speaking about Menisa Yisrael. Avanisa Shad Yechidus, that happened to Klai Yisrael. Yechidus Yashi Elsalo, but a nace that happened to an individual. In Utsurlaberg, that you don't have to make a bracha. You're not to make a bracha. Now, and here, the Rashi Misalu explains, and so does the Pnei Moshe, this is only means that other people are not machuyev to a person himself that had a nes happen to him in a certain place, then he himself is machuyev to make a bracha, and we'll see later how far, how many generations it goes, as the Gemara is going to ask now. But the pashtus is clearly that a person himself, you have to make a bracha, shasin nes b'malkam azeh. We're talking about a question of if a nes happened to a person, others are not machuyev to make a bracha here, only if it happened to the tzibur, to happen to Klai Yisrael in general. Gemara has now four questions. What's halacha about make a person making a bracha to a place that happened, the nes happened to his father or happened to his rebbe, and their rebbe is Rebbe Muvik? Do you make a bracha shosin nes? Do you make a bracha that happened to my father, shosin nes love my father, or shosin nes to rabbo, the rebbe? Do you make a bracha on that? So again, we say that a father and a Talmud is an extension of his father, an extension, or and his Rebbe is a Talmud is an extension of his Rebbe, and therefore you would make the bracha as well. That's the Gemara's question. It didn't happen to him, it happened to his father. Was Rebbe? You include that in the bracha. And the Gemara has to mashai. What if it's a very, very famous person? Going Yor Ben Suya the Chaver, Yor Ben Suya, a famous person. Or a person who had a Shem Shemayim or a Hesia, a Shem Shemayim happened in front of the whole world, but they were saved by the Kifshon Eish, saved by being thrown into the Kifshon Eish by Nebuchadnezzar. So therefore, do we make a bracha in such a place as well? It happened for individual people. It didn't happen for Klai Yisrael. All of Israel happened to individuals. Do we make a bracha for that? So Marzim Mivarek, we make a bracha. It is a lengthy machlokes Rishayim as to when the Gemara says Mubarak, we do make a bracha. Is it a bracha? Is it an answer for all four questions? In other words, Anisa, the person make a bracha on Nisei Aviv and Nisei Rabba was also the answer would be applied for that as well. You make a bracha on that as well, or is Mubarak only on the last two questions of other Masuyim like Yoyav Ben Suya or Shnekalishba like Hanani Mishal Bazaria? Do we make? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's answering those two last two. Was it Gemara answering all four questions? So here we have Amachlekes Rishayim, whether it applies or not. Rash Luz, so then he say, Aviv Leishadeh. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi doesn't answer the Shailas, but in Bavli, the Gemara says, Cain, who Ben Ben Ebevarech. Him and his grandson, his sons and his grandson do make the bracha. You make the bracha. So that's the Bavli. But Yerushalmi seems to be Leishadeh, but some learn know that even this Gemara's Mevarech is going even on those two as well, that you make a Paschal Halacha, that on all these four cases that the Gemara just mentioned, we do make a bracha. And the question whether it's just because of the Bavli passes that way in the Shulchan Aruch, or is the Shulchan Aruch learned that even the Rishalmi would agree to this and learns like those Rishonim. That is a machlokes in the post, in the Rishonim. Now, the question is, when we say also a Shaila, a bracha that a son does for his Rebbe and for his father, and a grandfather, how far does it go? So the Charedim brings down the Bavli and Daphne and Dalid, and as a Shaila, do we say, who bari you, bari bari, yitzrich lebracha? How far does it go? So the Rishonim, the Gersagoinim, the Rift, the Rambam, the Rebbe Yonah, and many, many of them says, Labdafka bari bari, doesn't only mean a son or a grandson. Even if you have five, six generations later, the person knows that his great-grandfather had a nes in his place. He's also mechuyev to say the bracha, berakshas, and nes la'av, the that happened to a place to my forefather in this particular place, that we have to make such a bracha. That we make such a bracha. So this is the paskin again, nalaka, that these brachas we do make. The Gemara has interesting shayla. When we say that bracha of a nes, do we say, what about a nes? So we already explained the nes to an individual, you have to make, but others don't make. The nes happened to you, others don't make. But to all of Yisrael, you do make. What about if it happened to Parshu? It had a chelik of Klai Yisrael. Nisei Shvatim Majibar. What happened to a particular shevet, either Shvatim or one shevet? Do we say that others, all of Klai Yisrael, should make a bracha when they go to that place? What's the shayla? The shayla is whether one shevet is considered a chelik of Klai Yisrael, and if it requires to make a bracha that shevet, yes, but other shvatim as well, or does it quote for each shevet? Does all the shvatim have to make, or is it only that particular shevet? But the Gemara has the shayla, and the Gemara answers that the Now again, clearly it would seem to be that the if it happened to Rov Shvatim, we have to know that there's 12 Shvatim. So if it's something happened to seven of the Shvatim, so that's Rov, so then in economy, all of Klai Yisrael is bottled to the Rov and would have to make. But to my case, we happened only to one Shevet or two Shvatim, would all of Klai Yisrael be joined together and make this bracha? So the Gemara says, L'kaira, we have a Machlokes Tanoim, and this would be the same Shaila. My deal, Makol Shevet, Shevet Dikri, Gahal, Tzorek, Lavarech. And the Amakolish Vatim Korean Kali and Sarapabar. We have a Machlokes and a Sugya, a Machlokes and a Richta in Shas, Nogea to a whether a person, it's a Machlokes and Hurrius, the first Peric in Hurrius, Machlokes are Shimon Rav Yehuda Rav Meir, where a person would go ahead and they're based in Paskin Halakha, that a person does this thing, in Machayev Kares, and Mashal eating Chalev or whatever. And they passed him, it's okay, and it came out that it wasn't okay. So if all of Klai Yisrael over their veira, they have to bring a special chatos, a special par, a chatos, a hikri al-kal par, ben mekol chatos. But what that's if it's all a tziva. What if only one shevet was over the yisr? Do you still have to, what kind of carbon do you bring? Do you still bring a par pachatos? The Torah, the machlokes is tanoim there. The question, what is considered kahal? The Torah says, ve'ne'lam adavim me'enei ha'kahal. So what does kahal refer to? So we have a few machlokes and shnayas in Horius. Meir says kahal means that the entire Klai Yisrael. Yehuda and Shimon say it means even one shevet is called a kahal. But if it will be the same halacha that applies over there, Yehuda says go even further, that we're talking about, that the not only does a shevet is called a kahal, but a shevet a kahal, which means if something happened to one shevet, which means if only shevet Reuven ate this chalev, and none of the others did, based upon a pop sock of the basin of the Sanhedrin, then it's a mistake. They have to bring a chatos. The wool of Klai Yisrael has to bring a chatos. Because the kahal schleps down, includes all the other shvatim as well. So again, we have a three machlokes tanayim. Do we say only all of Klai Yisrael is a kahal? Number two is one shevet kahal. And number three is a shita that we go even further, the shita of Yehuda that says that everyone is that it's one shevet, it's a kahal, but it's a kahal that requires Drakes and all the other members of Klai Yisrael, that they also have to, all Yisrael is included in that, and therefore they would have to all bring a par as well. And that would be the halakha, that's the way the Chayyim brings down Lushan. He says Yerushalmi is a similar idea, same idea as well, brings down this Machlokes Tanoim, so therefore it will be the same shalom over here. So the Gemara's question is, Nisi Shvat to Ma'ivar, it'll be the same thing, if a Nase happened to one shevet, does everyone have to make a bracha or not? Does all of Klai Yisrael have to make a bracha? That would depend on this machlokes. If you hold that one shevet is called a kahal, then the answer is you would be mechuyev to make a bracha. If you hold like a Yehuda, that it drags down all the other shvatim and incorporates all the other shvatim, the same thing would apply here. All the other shvatim would be mechuyev to make this bracha as well. Gemara continues with the halacha, additional brachas that were made. Gemara says a row of bavel, person who sees bavel. So you have to make tzarek v'rech hamesh brachos. You have to make five brachos. So the Gemara says, which five brachos are we talking about? The Gemara says that the same lashon, the Gemara probably with a few variations. Rav Paras, a person saw the Nahar Paras. Amar Baruch Osa Bereishis. To say that God created, those are created, made creation, since we know that this was the place from the beginning of time, the beginning of creation, as the Torah relates in Parashat Bereishis. This bracha is not mentioned here in the Bavli because it's, some say don't say it by the actual Napra, some say it refers to any brachos, that any brachos, see any river, would make this bracha. But clearly, Yerushalmi seems to learn that it's Dafka, the river in Pras, which is by the Chubei of Bavel, near the destruction of Bavel. So the Gemara says that the Dafka has to be where Bavel is, near Bavel, not Stam, a river that's any place. And some say Dafka, a river that's any side of Bavel, any place that is bordering on Bavel would be included in this thing as well. Next, Brother Makula, the person saw that the Avodah Zarah of Makulas. You can say, say that you go ahead and some of the Vasa Kosh Baruch Hu, who has who shows Erech HaPayim, shows his anger to the Goyim, to the nations, which means he destroys the Avodah Zarah. So this is the Avodah Zarah, and again, some say it's Dafka, this Avodah Zarah, specific Avodah Zarah, but rather any Avodah Zarah, and this one was mentioned only because this is the Avodah Zarah that was prevalent in his time and the place where he lived. But otherwise, it would apply to any Avodah Zarah. We do not make any brachas today when we see Avodah Zarah, and even a place that had Avodah Zarah in it, that's not something that we know like today. What about Rabbi Yisrael Milkanetzer? We see a place with that palace of Milkanetzer that's destroyed. Who destroyed the house that of King Milkanetzer, who was the one who, of course, the king of Bada, who destroyed the base of Mikdash. Ramah comes to Kifshan Aish for Kovar Rayos. He saw a place, which is the Kifshan Aish, where Hanani Mishal Vazai were thrown into the Kifshan Aish, or Govar Rayos, where Daniel was thrown in, and as the Pasuk relates, he was thrown in to the lion's den and survived. Baruch Shatzim Yenes Abot Mamazeh. Say it should be Yenes to happen to Abaseinu B'Makamazeh. Again, here some say the Lashon Abaseinu is referring to is not correct, because it's Seil Tzadikim that happened to Tzadikim. Asenisim Tzadikim B'Makamazeh. However, the simple understanding of Pnei Moshe, the Haredim and Pnei Moshe seem to explain that Abaseinu is a Lashon Tzadikim K'doli Hadoros K'ruin. We find that Tzaddikim of every generation is called Avoseinu, as we see Vishnu Mechoi called Shammai Hillel Avos Olam. So therefore, the Bavli Taka says that the Nusach is Neis LaTzaddikim. So therefore, some change the gears here as well, refers to Tzaddikim, but others say that it's the refers to this is the Lashon here of the Yerushalmi, and some Taka change it to be the Lashon of the interesting. It said Lamaisa, the Rashi Shalua says, "Nasim is Avoseinu." These are Yechidim. These are not individual. These are not Avoseinu. It's really Yechidim. However, since we find that the Klai Yisrael survives on the schus of these things, therefore we sometimes say even on a Yachid, like this miracle that happened to them, included as well to happen to apply to us as well. So what about next baruch haba makom shalta ba'afra, a place where he took afra from, they took dirt from. He said baruch shalosa baruch omi ve'osa goes in mekayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his decrees. This is referring to the Gemara in Bavli, a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Bavel, and the place in Bavel where any animal could not leave until they put some of the earth from Bavel on top of it, and that was a special siman to the klola of Bavel, that Bavel was cursed by the Navi, that it's going to be destroyed, and therefore anything was used, it won't be able to build, it won't be able to live there. It would be used just for building, just for taking the dearth away, and that would be part of the siman klola. So you would say the bracha goes mekayim, that the Navi's word that he's destroyed Bavel, and they had promised that Bavel would be destroyed. And the when I said that Rav of Bavel, you see a person sees the destruction of Bavel, you see Bavel in ruins. Omer v'tatoseh v'matate hashmad. It referred to the pasuk in Yeshaya that again, it's not a bracha, lashon bracha, just a lashon of the pasuk, where you see the destruction of Kadosh Baruch Hu will sweep away this Bavel with a broom, which means it'll be completely destroyed, and therefore the same idea over here. That it's you don't see the bracha here. It's not, you don't see no shame of malchus here. Just to quote the pasuk, recognizing the acknowledgement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept the word and destroyed Bavel. The Gemara continues the discussion of the lashon of the brachos. We discussed about the proper nusach of bracha. Any bracha that is mentioned Hashem's name and Malkus, ain't a bracha, is not considered a bracha. Now, what is it referring to here? We're saying that the, as we said, established before, that the bracha, bracha to Hashem, you have to say Hashem's name, and the kinu melech olam. If you don't say the kinu melech olam, it's not considered a bracha. It's not considered a bracha. And the, because that's part of the nusach of the bracha. Now, interesting, the Mefarshim bring down, the Marafult and others explain that the reason why the Gemara Dafka mentions this here is because it's Dafka in the Birchas Haroa, it's Dafka in this Perik, where we talk about brachas that are not ma'akev, not Birchas HaMitzvahs directly. not brachos that are brachos on mitzvot or brachos on the hand and where you nana from, but even stam bracha, just recognizing a nace and things of that nature, still require the full nusach bracha of hamelech and baruch. That's what the Kedushin the Gemara talks about. Where do we get it from? What's the marker for this? Where do we see this from? So the Gemara says that the Amram Natan Chuma, Ha'ona Amatam, I'll tell you the reason for this. This is based upon a pasuk in Tehillim. I praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech, my king. So therefore, it's a Melech. This, you see that you have to have Malchus. Now, what's interesting is that when it only quotes the Lashon Pasuk of Melech, it's the referring to Melech, Baruch HaTo Hashem Melech. Now, when we say Melech, what about HaOlam? You see, coming up in a minute, you have to say HaOlam. It doesn't say Melech, it says Melech, not HaOlam. So the question is, the person said HaMelech, Baruch HaTo Hashem, Elokeinu Melech. And you don't say Olam, is that Ma'akiv or not? So there are some say that in a Konami lesson, the Babli, the Rishonim, it brings down a Shulchan Aruch, but quotes a Tosfos that says that you have to say Olam. If you don't say Olam, it's also Ma'akiv. But the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan and others, you see that it says over there, that's not. A person says Melech, or even says HaMelech, and you don't have to have, you don't have to say, we don't know what Melech means, but if you say Melech, HaMelech, it means, obviously it means the king, which means the king of everything. So even if you didn't say the word Olam, you would say, and others say that you should have to say Olam as Ba'akev as well. But it comes from the Pasuk HaMelech. It says HaRimkel HaMelech. So obviously if you're just reading the Pasuk itself, you say HaMelech, it should be sufficient enough, without even without the word HaOlam. And the Gemara said, Rav Amar, Tzarech Olam, you have to say HaTo. And Shmuel says, you have to say Tzarech Olam Elokeinu, you have to say Elokeinu. Now here's not clear. Is this a machlokas Rav and Shmuel? Are we saying that you'd have to have Atah and Elokeinu, or just one and not the other? The Rash Misalur brings down the Lashon of the Gemara. He's saying that when we say, it seems the way he learns the Gemara, that it does not require both. You don't have to have both Tzarech Elokeinu and Tzarech Olam Atah. You don't have to say both. Edomach Sheh Kiddushanu Veinu Umra Asher Kiddushatanu. So we pass them, of course, in the Sugya Babli and Shulchan Aruch, they have to say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. It's all Ma'akev. However, it seems from here that the Gemara is saying that the way the Rash Mishlul learns, that the different than the Plain Moshe, it seems it's not clear that you don't have to have both. If you say that Rav is saying you have to say Atah, and Shmuel is saying you'll only say Elokeinu, even if you don't say Atah, it's good enough without that. Again, we hold our nusach is that we do all of it, but the question is what's Ma'akiv? If you didn't do it, if you skipped it, would you be mechuyev to go again? So the Gemara discusses the halacha, they see a person's mashan in the matbeah of tefillah, that it's not good. We don't accept it. Yochanan Yonason, Yonason Mevet Shalom of Ilan cried to Duroma. Yonason and Yonason, who lived in Tveria, went to the to villages at the south to make shalom, to make peace. And what do you mean they went to make peace? So the Haredim brings down that they lived in Tveria in Eretz Yehuda. They went to the towns in the south. There was a machlokas b'dehem. And why did they go? So he quotes the Masechus Peyam. A person does in this world. And therefore, a person sees him to go to make shalom between people. And therefore, when he sees machlokas, not just to make shalom, but bakke shalom, go to a place where they need you to make shalom with his machlokas. And go and make shalom. That's what they did. So they went there to make shalom, and to try to bring to make shalom in the place where they went to. So it says over there that Alon Lechada. So they went to one town. Vashkan Chazarama. They went there and they saw the Chazam was saying Shmoneh Esrei, and he said a Kelagod Lagim Naira, which was the regular nusach that we have. And then they added a Hapi V'Hamitz, and he added on the strong, powerful Meshisko. So. And they were upset, and they stopped, and they quieted him, because again they were being massive on the praises that were that Chazal Kaveya Hamul, and they said to him, "Ain lechosh shas lahusiv on beishet of kacham and brachos. You have no right to add on what the kacham gave brachos. Gave a nusach of brachos. They coined the phrase that these are the things that we're supposed to say, and you can't say any more. Not and you went and you added more." They criticized him, just like we have in the Babli, similar mises, where again the same idea. Chanan also criticized for people who added on the chazan, that added on more, because it's inappropriate to add on more brachos than Chazal Koveya. And the Gemara doesn't explain why. What's wrong with it? So Gemara says, because I'm a Vunama Rab, the Shakai Lo Matsuna Shagi Kova. The Pasik says, the Pasik in Iyov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matsuna Shagi Kova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not find him have any special power. What does that mean? Lo Matsuna Kova Kova Sosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all the power. But we don't able to Matsuna. We don't have the ability to understand, to fathom, to comprehend the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's impossible. So as much as we try to describe it, we'll fall short. Rabbi Hobo Shem Rabbi Yochanan says the Pasik also in Yov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu be told of all the praises if I express to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it'll be swallowed up. And Balei, Yavalua, what does that mean, Yavalua? What does it mean, you'll be swallowed up? So the Gemara explains in Badal Masapik of Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person tries to explain properly the Gevurah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Spalam and Adam, be swallowed up from the world. You deserve to die. Deserve to be taken from this world, because it's not possible for a person to be able to go ahead and possibly describe it. And you're going to try to describe it, so whatever you say is going to be a limitation. Says the Haredim, Einanu Masikim Hechasparim. We don't have the Hasaga. So how are we supposed to go ahead and try to explain HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gevurah and Koach? And if we try it, we don't deserve to be in this world. That means we undermine the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koach. Rav Shmuel ben Nachman, Mimal Gevuras Hashem, says the person, go ahead and understand the Gevuras Hashem, Gani v'chaver, only Ani v'chaverai. I v'chaverai are able to. What do you mean, Ani v'chaverai? Ani v'chaverai, who says that we're able to go ahead because they are Tamidei Chachamim, and they are the ones who are able, through the Torah, through the Chachma, to be able to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kayach. No, it's big, but they like it says the Pnei Moshe Kolema. Darish Hakosim Mi Malak Vos Hashem Yashmikol. Who was able to? Who was only one? Ani Chavera Kacham Dav. We who study Torah, who have the ability to down the steps of Torah, are able through our Torahs, are able to go ahead and come to a Havan and understanding of what HaKadosh Baruch, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch. But without that, we can't. Only Ani Chavera, right? But otherwise, we can't do that. Gemara says, I'm Rav Hu, and a similar idea, another drasha, Mimal Gevuras Hashem. What does that mean? Who could go ahead and say the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness? Tigum and Vikavanu, the Mitzur, he translated over in the Pasik, that says, L'chev demiyo tehila elekim b'tzion. Stayed the Pasik in Tehillim, said, the silence is the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elekim b'tzion, sama dekula mishtoka. The best way to explain the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishtoka, is silence. Because you can't, but the best way to do it, the less you say, the better. Because you have no ability to explain it. The Gemara gives a mashal. Magalus, less they teme. A pearl, they have a pearl that is, that let's say, it has no value. It's so priceless because it's so beautiful. You can't give it an amount of value. Come Shabbat or Pagamon. If you try to go ahead and praise it and describe how much it's worth, you're going to make it Pagamon. You're going to degrade it, make it less, because obviously a person doesn't have the ability to try. To describe something that's just indescribable, that's so beautiful, that's such a beautiful pearl, and you try to limit it to say how much it costs, the value of a dollar, that would fall short to what it's supposed to be, and that clearly is the way we explain HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi'imal HaGevuras Hashem, it's impossible to properly describe the thing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The best led, the silence is best, the less you say, the better. And Mark continues the discussion, the name, proper name of Hashem, and looked at a braisa. Proper pronunciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. You start off HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name with Yud Kei, and you end Chesem Yud Kei, and you end with Yud Kei. That's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I raise a chokham. That's the proper way to do it, proper way to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it says Malaf Lamed, Chesem Malaf Lamed, if you use those letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I raise a boor. That's you're a fool and I'm a aretz, because that's limiting the name of the Zerupin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it says, Alef Lamed, Vechosim Yud Kei, Zabenini, Yud Kei, Yud Hei, Vechosim Yalef Lamed, Aves Aderech HaKadosh. This is considered another way, which means it's considered Gemar Elisha. It's considered an inappropriate way of mentioning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it could be considered as if you're saying something referring to another entity. You can't do it. It's removing the respect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's considered heresy. It's considered something that's inappropriate. And the block continues with a few questions that the Midim would ask Rav Samloi, and he would be doicha them with the answers to prove why HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, whether there's more than one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the correct answer he would tell his Talmidim. So Namina Shalom Namina Masalam, he asked the Minim answer of some lawyer. Kama Alukos Baralam, how many gods did Hashem create? Elohus Baralam, how many gods created the Lamalam? He had to be asking me, Lukos Shalom Salmation, go ask Adam Rishon. Look at the Psukim, Shema, Kishal, Nali, Yam Rishonim. The copy of the early is Hakash Baruch who created the world. Hashabaru Lukim Adam Alaritz, he doesn't say, Baralamina Yom Hashabaru Lukim Adam. Elohim Adam, Elohim created Adam. Only one. A Malay, Sid Gracious. Barelakim, Lashon Rabbah, Malenki, Baruch Sivela, Ink Sivela, Barah, Lashon Yachid. So I'm Rav Samloi, Kamokim Shaparku, I mean him, wherever the Minim has questions, wherever they quote a Pasik, Shabbosim Tzidim. You can look at the next Pasik and see their answer. Was they quote you from a one Pasik, and then you look at the next Pasik and it answers their questions. Because of Shalos, I asked them again, Ma'ik Sivin Nasa Matila. He said that we should create Nasa Adam Lashon Rabbah, Hashem said, let's make Hashem be more than one God. He created Lashon Yachid. So I'm only Tamidim told him, Rabbi, you answered them like with a weed, a very weak answer, like a little thin reed. But you can answer. You got to give us a good answer. Taket says, let Nasa Adam is a Lashon Rabbah. It's a mashman that there is more than one God. I'm a land of Shavar. In the beginning, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created Adam Nifrim and Adam, he created him from Afar. Adam, the Chavah Nifrim and Adam, then may Adam Eilech, from Adam and on, because some men of them say, no, it's created in our image. Yevshel Yishol Yishol, Yevshel Yishol Blav Yish, Yevshel Shnei Blav Shkina. So the beginning, it was different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them originally, it was one, and then a woman, and then a man. But now it's all created together. I mean, there's no other way to create, except man and woman together, the Shkina and Bimeham. So they asked him another question. It says, Elohim, Hashem, Elohim, Hashem, Yadda. So Elohim, Elohim, is the Kareth, three names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Repeats it three names. Elohim, Elohim, what does it mean? What does the Pasuk mean? So the Gemara says, Amalim, he knew the man, because if it doesn't say they know, Elohu, he knows, Lashon Yachid. Again, you talk to them with a very weak answer, like a reed. What are you going to answer us? So the Kareth, different three names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each one different. It's like we refer to the king of Rome, the Roman emperor. We call him Basilius Caesar. We give him three different names, three different entities, three different descriptions. So too, a person can be called three different names. So of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has three different names, three different descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's three different names. So Madik Siv, Elo Lekim Dibrevi Yikra Baretz. V'kidibru Yikra, because it doesn't say Yikra. Ink Siv Kanalava Dibrevi Yikra. This is Dibre, and he spoke to them again. Three of them spoke three names referring to one Hashem. Amalim again, Pita Chesakanka, you answered them, Bakana, you take them. But what about Elamash? What are you going to answer us? Amalim, he said to them, Shlosh them again, I have all three, one name, Lakash Baruch, Ginish Damar, Umdan Binyan Achdikotim. Just like we describe one person, has many talents as you have a builder, and you describe him as an Umman, as a craftsman, as a Binyan, as a builder, Achdikot, and an architect. So two of you is the same person. One person has three different aspects to him, three different talents, three different abilities. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has three different abilities as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has another question. Manak Sekelein Kadoshim. There's a Kadoshim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holy. Amalam Kadoshim Hema Ink Sivkan Elohu. It's only him, El Kanohu. He's referred to Kana. So again, you're Lashon Yachid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalam Tamina Meilu Bechasim Bekana. What he can answer us, how to explain the answer, the different description of Hashem. Kadoshim Bechol Minei Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh with all aspects of Kedusha. There are different aspects of Kedusha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all aspects. What are the Kedusha? What are the aspects? Amalam Yudon. Hashem and Yuchah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Darukh B'Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Derech is B'Kedusha. Hiluchah B'Kedusha also. His movement is B'Kedusha. The Bura B'Kedusha. He speaks as Kedusha. The Yeshuva B'Kedusha. And he sits with Kedusha. Hasifa Zeroa B'Kedusha. The uncovering of his arm is Kedusha. Hilkim Le'Avad of Kedusha. And his HaKadosh Baruch Hu is entire. Awesome. His greatness is the Kedusha. This is all of my term for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And each one based upon a Pasuk. Darko B'Kedusha. Shnem Elokim D'Kodesh Darchecha. Hilucha B'Kedusha. It says Elichos Eilu Malkim B'Kadesh. Moshava was sitting B'Kedusha. Elokim Yashav Akisei Kacho. Dibur B'Kedusha. He speaks with Kedusha. Elokim Dibur B'Kacho. Hasifa Zero B'Kedusha. His arm uncovered his B'Kedusha. Hoshav Hashem Asura Kacho. And Neira Adi B'Kedusha. Mikamucha Neda B'Kadesh. Every aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedusha is all a different aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedusha is all considered Kadosh. So too, this the Lashon HaPsukim, each one is referring, a pasuk and tilling referring to the different aspects of HaKadosh Kedusha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All these aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha are all aspects that are of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that represent a different aspect of the Kedusha, and that's why it's referred to multiple times, but it's not referring to multiple entities, but rather to one aspect of Kedusha, but the different forms of a Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll continue here with some more questions that the Mina asked similarly as well.